Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of OC star Shannon Bedore, who talks all about this season, her friendship with Heather Dubrow, and where she stands with Tamra Judge and Vicki Gunvalson. Take a listen. So excited for this season. Like I said, I just watched the first episode and it is so good. I mean, how are you feeling going into this season? Obviously, we had some shakeups, so things were a little different.
You know, I was excited to have Heather back because we left on a good note with each other. Because I didn't end the last season very close to Gina and Emily, and that was it. Yeah. She was left. So, you know, but I knew I'd be fine.
Were you nervous at all going into this season?
No.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. And like you said, so you were very excited about Heather coming back and, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We had a lot of fun, especially in her last season, when we were in Ireland and all that sort of thing. We laughed a lot. So I was excited for it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously last January, Andy said it was time to give the show a reboot. So did you agree with him in letting go Kelly, Bronwyn, and Elizabeth? Were you surprised by that at all?
Oh, I was very surprised at the choices. And let's just say I agreed with some of them and I didn't with other, with one I didn't necessarily agree with. So, but it's all, you know, it's all good. I mean, you know, I'm actually very happy with the cast that we have right now and with this season. And I think that that we all kind of brought a little bit of a lighter season, because last season was so dark.
Yeah. Can you say who you wish came back?
Well, I was friendly, you know, Kelly and I are neighbors. So, you know, I felt bad for her, but I mean, she's doing well right now. So she's moving on and she's doing well. So,
yeah. The two of you still talk a lot. Do you talk to Bronwyn and Elizabeth at all?
Elizabeth will text sometimes, but Bronwyn, no.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
No, not at all. Because let me tell you, Noella used to be friends with her, who's a new girl on the show. And she told Noella that she did make up that I said that Gina's house was sad and depressing. So. Bronwyn will not be hearing from me anytime soon.
Anytime soon, yeah. Were you ever nervous about not coming back for this season at all?
I mean, I think that each time you never know. Yeah. You don't know what people like, don't like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad that I did, and I'm grateful that I'm still on the show because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, this season kicks off like you said. You know, you, Emily, and Gina weren't that close, but it seems like the three of you kind of form a friendship, you know, when cameras weren't rolling. So, you know, the first episode picks up, you know, Emily dubs you guys the new Tres Amigas. I mean, are we going to see that kind of go through this whole season, or does that friendship kind of dissolve as the season goes along?
Well, I think you can kind of see it dissolve at the end of episode one.
Right. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It didn't last long. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, can you, talk about a little bit about episode one? We can kind of break this down a little bit, because obviously Heather comes back and she has this friend, Nicole, that the two of you, that you knew back in the day. I mean, why didn't you want to just tell Heather that you knew about the lawsuit?
Because I didn't know that it was the same Nicole. Okay. And I think you'll see more about that as the episodes go forward, because we don't, you know, I don't know what's exactly on them. But I knew a gal 16 years ago that looks nothing like Nicole James. I knew a Nicole Weiss. And, you know, in my mind, I kept asking Heather, are you sure it's not Nicole Weiss? She said, no, it's not. You have the wrong girl. So, you know, but it ended up being the same Nicole.
And then things just take from there. I mean, were you kind of surprised that Gina said something? The first episode ends with like a to be continued, so I don't really know exactly how it goes down, but were you surprised that Gina was the one that kind of stirred the pot in all of this?
Oh, absolutely. But because I was frustrated because I was trying to rack my brain in how I knew this gal, Nicole, who said that she knew me, because I only knew Nicole Weiss. Mm-hmm. And very briefly, by the way, like 16 years ago. So it was when my daughter was oldest was four. She's a sophomore in college right now. So I was just trying to rack my brain, and I wrongfully mentioned it to Emily and Gina because I didn't think it could be the same girl.
Right.
Because in my mind, why would the DuBrows be friends with someone that they were involved in a lawsuit? Mm-hmm. And why would she be friends with him as well? When I did find out it was her, in my mind, I'm not going to drudge up something that happened 20 years ago, because clearly they've resolved it
sure.
with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when you confront someone, or if you ask them something and you put it on camera, you're making it public to everybody. So no, I wasn't going to do that.
Right. So we see in the trailer that you do warn Heather to not trust Emily and Gina. You know, it seems like the two girls don't really take that the best way, but were you just trying to give Heather a warning? But it does seem like Heather and Gina kind of form this friendship too.
Right. Well, as we did make a pact, I made a pact with Emily and Gina that if for some reason, crazy reason, that this is the same Nicole, we don't talk about it because we don't want to hurt people's businesses. And when I was at lunch with Javier, with Gina and Heather at Javier's, Heather excused herself to use the restroom, and Gina said, oh, you got to tell her. It's like, what are you talking about? We made a promise.
Mm-hmm.
So I was concerned. I was concerned that Gina was going to say something. And so that was my way of warning Heather. It was just my way of warning her, because I didn't want to bring it up. I'm not going to bring that up on camera.
Yeah. Were you jealous this season of Gina and Heather's friendship?
No.
Were you surprised that they became, I mean, by the judge of it, by the looks of it, that they do become friends? Are you surprised that they became friends?
No, I'm not. I mean, they have a New York connection, and no, mm-hmm. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I'm super busy too. Like I'm running a company. We're filming a lot this season. And so anyone can be friends. I don't have time to waste on negative energy and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think of the new cast members, Noella and Jennifer? What were you kind of your first impressions, and did they kind of fit right in with the group?
Well, I bonded with Noella very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a lot going on in her life right now. And I want to be there for her because I have empathy for things that she's still going through. And Dr. Jen, I got to know her more probably in the second half of the season. We weren't together all that often. So, but when I got to know her, I enjoy her a lot. Mm-hmm. But when I first met her, I say this word all the time, ballsy.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
Yes. Do you feel like sometimes like new housewives feel like they have to bring it?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do. I mean, what is this? Our 16th for this show. So yeah. My 16th season. But, mm-hmm. you know, people watch these shows and they have for years. So I think sometimes some girls think they need to make a name for themselves.
Yeah. Did that happen this season with the newbies?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe with one.
Yeah. What did you think of Noella's sex dungeon?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it. It comes up on the first episode, so I didn't know if.
I've never seen it. But there, yeah, there's some things.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy things.
Did Heather kind of step right back in? Like, it was kind of like riding a bike for her. She kind of just stepped right back into the housewife drama.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you'd say drama, but yeah, she stepped right back in.
Yeah. And I mean, it was interesting, you know, in the first episode, we see you go and visit her house and it seems like a little bit of a, you admit kind of like a triggering thing for you since it was kind of going back into your old neighborhood and kind of, you know, stepping back to where you used to be. I mean, can you talk a little bit about that and what was that experience like for you?
Yeah. You know, it didn't hit me until I drove up the hill going, wow, I haven't been up this hill since I left.
Yeah.
And so, I'm fine with that. I'm happy in my life right now. I'm happier than I was back then. So, but I think it was just touring the house and I put so much into building the house. It was years and years and all the decisions that you have to make and the amenities that those type of homes have. And so, you know, it just, yeah, I referred to my house as my fourth child because it took so much out of me and it took so much time. So, you know, I got a little sad for a second. Mm-hmm. I would never trade it back.
Yeah.
For where I am now, because yeah. I'm happy.
Definitely. So there's nothing that you miss about those days. It was just kind of like a reminiscing a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, no, the house that we built was beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, parts of me miss the house, but I'm in a cozy house right now and I like cozy.
Yeah. I mean, it looks beautiful. I mean, are things between you and David cordial now?
No.
No. Yeah. How are the girls doing? You know, we see also that, you know, your daughter might want to move to Texas full time. How are you feeling about that one?
I'm good with it. She's so happy there. I just went to Waco to visit her for 5 days last weekend. And she is so happy and having a ball. She has her first serious boyfriend and she's having a good time. So if she's happy, she can move wherever. And it's super fun place to visit.
Definitely. And how are things with you and John?
They're good.
Good.
They're good. Yeah. We're approaching the 2.5 year.
Did it fly by? And are you guys still just as in love as you were just in the beginning?
Of course. I mean, it has flown by, but then at the same time, I feel like I've known him for 10 years. So
yeah, I know you probably get asked this all the time, but do you want to get married again?
Oh, absolutely. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I want that partnership that I wanted in my last marriage. So I want to be partners and part of a team.
Yeah. Do you feel like you found that now?
Oh, absolutely. But you know, what you'll see this season, we talk about our relationship and where we stand with each other. But my twins are still at home for another year and a half and we're not going to do anything while my kids are still here, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, speaking of marriages, what were you shocked when Meghan King got married?
Oh yeah. Well, it happened when we were on our all cast trip and we were all shocked, but if she's happy, then power to her.
Yeah. Have you reached out? Do you have any communication with her? Did you reach out to her after the wedding or anything like that?
Sometimes we communicate through social media, but I mean, here and there, yes, we do reach out to each other.
Yeah. So, but it seems like she's happy now, which is good.
Really happy. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I don't know if you, did you reach out to Vicky after news of her and Steve's engagement fell apart?
No, I didn't. There haven't been a lot of kind words said about me. So, you know, yeah, it's a shame, but you know, I just.
Yeah. Were you surprised about that or no?
No.
No. Yeah.
No.
Do you have any communication with Tamara at all?
No.
No. How would you feel if they ever came back?
I mean, I don't think I would enjoy it because I feel like I'm in a happy place right now. And I think you'll see that, this season, you know, I know what I film and I had a lot of silly fun and a lot of laughter. And so, there've been a lot of things that continue to be said about me like as of, I think 24 hours ago. Mm-hmm. So it's hard because I was so close to both of them but I'm still choosing not to engage and, address it, especially in the public. We were friends and sadly we're not anymore.
Yeah. Do you miss those friendships at all?
I mean, we had fun together. So I suppose I would say I missed that part of it, but, you know, with the way that things are now, it's just there are a lot of untruths being said continually. Yeah. It's like years now.
Right.
So I'm out. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And, you know, you've been on the show for a number of years. Would you say that this is the most fun that you've had ever on a show this season?
Okay. I'll say that. I have to see it first.
Right.
But I think that season 14 mm-hmm. was probably my most fun season. Mm-hmm. And this one was second.
Okay. That's good. That's great. Yes. And how are things with you and Heather now? Are you, are the two of you on good terms?
We are.
That's
we
good.
Are.
Today. Yeah. Today.
But no, we're good. We had lunch a couple of days ago.
So okay. We're all good. We're all good. Yes. So Shannon, before we wrap up, like I said, I have a couple of these, housewife secrets. So they're just some fun behind the scenes, questions about the show. All right. Okay. Are there any drinking rules when it comes to filming?
No.
No. Is there anything that you always request when you're at a party or things like that?
Poco tequila or vodka.
Definitely.
Those are my drinks of choice.
What's the biggest reality TV show filming secret you can share with us?
Well, about me. I mean, it's not a secret. Wow. I mean, it's okay. Well, for me, I just don't plan things out ahead of time. So I will throw on whatever I see first when I film. Mm-hmm. I don't think of outfits ahead of time really ever.
So you just throw whatever's in the closet.
And you can tell.
I think you always look great. What is your biggest regret from your time on the show?
I think my biggest regret is that for my kids' sake, that my divorce was played out so publicly, because I think that was rough. It's rough enough for kids to go through, but to add on the public aspect of it.
Yeah. Did they ever watch back? I'm sure those episodes or things like that, or have they never even seen?
Well, you
them?
Know, they've been airing some of the old ones where uh-huh. older ones where Heather is on. So all they'll see a clip or I'll call them down. Cause the TV is always on Bravo. So if I turn on the TV and I'll see something and it's so cute because their voices were like, mom, you know, really high voices and they're so little. So it's nice. Like I have like a home videos. Thanks to Bravo.
Definitely. What's your proudest moment on the show?
I mean, I think kind of right now, because I've created a company and I have an office and I just filmed a national commercial for ShipStation, which is my shipping software. And like, I'm doing something. And so I'm teaching my kids, and I say this quite often this season, I want my girls to see that you can do whatever you put your mind to. And I want to get to that place where that I can say, we don't need anything from anybody else. I got this. I got it.
I love that. That's great. How long do reunions usually take to film?
I think we get there around like 6 or 7 in the morning and then we leave around 8 at night.
Long.
So there's a lot of glam because it takes a city to put me together. But it's quite a long day.
Yeah. And have you ever had a Bravo, Bravo, Bravo moment?
Yeah. My first season. We're done. Please leave. Or you will all see the truth. Like, bravo, bravo, bravo that.
Do you have a favorite, like looking back, obviously, you know, you've had so many like one-liners and things like that and fun moments. Do you have a favorite one that you always like kind of look back on?
Well, I'll tell you, this is not my plate that people say all the time. I cried for like 2 months after that because really? I was like horrified that I would speak that way. But I didn't realize that one of the things I say all the time is, are you kidding me? I say that often. It's one of my lines.
And then, finally, did Heather really block you or did she put you right to voicemail?
Oh, I don't know. We never really discussed that. I'm going to have to look into that.
I think I'm speaking to her next week. So I'll definitely ask.
Oh, ask her.
I will. I'll report back. Shannon, thank you so much. It's always, such a pleasure speaking with you, and congrats on the upcoming season. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.
can find cars like these on Auto Trader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.